I'm Natalie Brown, and you're listening to IRC FM. IRC is playing great indie music down the pipes and into your ears. Find me at www.natalie-brown.com.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
IRC FM International starts now. G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to another episode of IRC FM International. IRC FM International comes down the pipes and into your ears each and every Wednesday here on IRC FM. This is IRC FM International 267, and this week, IRC's in a dilly of a pickle. I will tell you about that shortly. We have great music today coming courtesy of one of my music suppliers, Music Submit, who sent me an email over the weekend, probably while IRCstock was going on, actually, basically saying, hey, IRC, there's a whole heap of bands that we would like you to consider playing. And I'll talk more about that shortly. I grabbed that email on Monday, and I had a look, and I went through it, and I thought, there's at least a couple of episodes worth of music here. So we are going to kick things off with a guy called Franklin McKay. More about him shortly. We're going to feature a song to start with called Someone. I'm Someone, you're listening, you're someone. This is IRC on IRC FM International, IRCFMInternational.com.
Why? Someone thinks about you everywhere. That someone is me.
That you will see all roads And you're listening to Eric FM. Привет, я Алена, и вы слушаете Eric FM. You can find me online at www.alonaraevska.com. Заходите на мой сайт www.alonaraevska.com.
Welcome back to Eric FM International, ericfminternational.com, episode 267. We just heard three songs there from Franklin McKay. The last two songs actually had the same title, called Destiny. And to open up the episode, we heard from Franklin McKay with a track called Someone. Now, the reason I played the two Destiny tracks in a row was that the last one was Franklin McKay featuring Heather Rankin. So it'll be interesting to see how much of a difference you notice in that particular song when you have someone with you on vocals. Let me tell you a little bit about Franklin McKay. He is from California, and he's a definition of a fresh new artist with a soul full of passion expressed through his exciting voice and melodies that do not fail to deliver in every way. Someone, which was one of the tracks we heard, was Franklin's first radio release. He was born in Ontario, and now he resides in Los Angeles and Toronto. He's making a massive new appearance to the music world. With an extensive list of experiences writing and recording music from the young age of 14, with a knowledge of performing live to thousands of people, Franklin McKay is no stranger to the music scene. He's making a worthy return to his roots. He's greatly influenced by artists such as Elton John, Neil Diamond, and a lot more. He has had an honorary mention by Billboard magazine in their annual World Songwriting Competition in 2010, rewarding his unique talent. So in the adult contemporary category, that was Franklin McKay, who is alternating between California and Canada.
Hey, I'm Peter Clitheroe from Suffolk and Cool. You're listening to Urk FM. You can find Suffolk and Cool at suffolkandcool.com.
And be very careful how you spell it.
Dead right.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dave.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're from The Bookcast.
You can find us at www.thebookcast.org.
And when we're not drinking tea, we're listening to
Urk FM.
Drinking tea. We're British, you know.
Now, it would be very interesting to hear other people's opinions about the topic that I'm just about to bring up. Now, of course, if you have been listening to Urk FM for some time, you'll know that I get my music either from seeing the artist directly, which isn't always possible with this show, Urk FM International, but the vast majority of the music comes from either music companies emailing me tracks, for instance, Juice Management and Promotion, or other companies such as Ariel Publicity Cyber PR, whose site I can go to and download tracks. And so on the weekend, probably while Urkstock was going on, I received an email from Radio Submit, who has been one of my music suppliers for quite some time now. And the email basically said, "Urk, here's a list of artists that we think you might be interested in. Feel free to add any of them to your playlist. You know, the links are here. You can find out more information about them, etc." And so I was looking at the rather extensive list, and as I was saying in the introduction, you could probably fit, you know, two or three episodes purely based on this one email, which is absolutely awesome. It saves me a lot of time, you know, searching sites that I sometimes search for when I'm looking for music. Sometimes there's a theme, sometimes there isn't, and if I get a whole lot of artists from the one music supplier, I'll put them all in together. Sometimes the the artists are similar, sometimes they're not. And so that gives you a wide range of music to listen to and makes things a lot easier for me. Since I've been music podcasting in 2009, I've been acutely aware of things like copyright and rights management and all of that sort of stuff. A lot of people, when they first hear about music podcasting, think that you can just basically go out and play anything that you like, which is fine in theory, but what happens when you get caught? You can't necessarily hide behind the fair use defense or the we didn't know defense. That won't necessarily hold up in a court of law. And of course, because we're crossing international borders, things are a lot more difficult. So when I have agreements with music content providers such as Music Submit, such as Cyber PR, such as Juice Management and Promotion, Music Submit, Radio Submit, Airplay Direct, Jamendo, all of those sort of places, you have an agreement which basically says that you can use any of these tunes for the purposes that you've signed up for. Whether you be a college radio station or a community radio station in the US or a community station here in Australia or internet radio or podcasts or whatever. So if I find, for instance, on Airplay Direct, I found people like Dave Evans, the former vocalist, the original vocalist for AC/DC. I've actually interviewed Dave Evans, top bloke. And still working hard all these years later. Dave Evans, classic example of a guy that I found via Airplay Direct. I can leave a message on Dave's Facebook wall and he'll get back to me. He gave up his time to be interviewed by me, and Dave Evans doesn't need IRC FM as a classic example. Paul Kelly, who I played a couple of weeks ago on IRC FM Australia, Paul Kelly doesn't need me. He's been in the Australian music industry for over 30 years. He doesn't need me. But because he's there, because people like Dolly Parton are there, I can quite legally play them on the podcast. And I have done. As I said, occasionally I get music from artists that I've seen live and I've asked them for permission, and most times they've given me permission. Or I get my music for searching for it or companies sending it to me. But overall, even though I might occasionally play someone like Dave Evans or, you know, even a band such as Never the Bride or Horse from the UK, those guys, strictly speaking, they don't need my help to spread the word, but that's what they're doing. They're using social media. They're using things like Facebook and Reverb Nation and all of that sort of stuff. People like Jordan Rain using the social networking, Twitter, Facebook, Second Life, all of that sort of stuff. You know, Jordan Rain doesn't need IRC FM as a classic example, but she's given me permission to play her music. So I go down this list and I have mainly played independent unsigned artists, and I think you'll agree that the quality of the music that I have played and other people like me, people that you heard in the promo such as Peter Calivero from the most carefully pronounced podcast in the world, Suffolk and Cool, my mate Ro from the Dark Compass podcast, Dave and Caroline from the Bugcast, Ro from Dark Compass, I think I said that, Colin from the Ouroboros podcast, you know, Codger, Pete Cogle from the Podcast Factory, all of those sort of people, I think you'd agree that the music that we're bringing you as independent music podcasters from independent musicians is usually great stuff. And as I said, on occasions I have played people like Dave Evans, Dolly Parton and the like. And I don't have a problem with that. If I only played people such as Dolly Parton, Dave Evans, Paul Kelly, Dragon and the like, I wouldn't have much of a show because I don't have the source of those people. I don't have the amount of those musicians. I have to go indie because that's the way I get most of my music. So if I go down this list, who do I see on this list that I think not in a million years I'd be able to play, but because I've signed up with this music supplier and they're basically treating me like an FM radio station in America, they've basically given me permission to play it via their distribution system. I thought there would be no way in hell that I'd ever be able to play Nickelback. Now, come on. Me on Urk FM playing Nickelback, really? I do admit that I do like some of their earlier stuff. Haven't listened to Nickelback for quite some time. You can listen to one Nickelback song, and you've probably heard every single Nickelback song that's ever been written. And then the second artist that I heard, I'd only be guessing, one, how to pronounce her name, and I've never listened to her music. Nikki somebody Ninja or something. I don't know, she's from New York. Never heard of her. Never played her music. Never probably going to play her music. She was going to tour Australia, but she pulled out. And that was actually, I think, the first place that I heard about her. I saw her on the back of the trashy afternoon commuter newspaper here, and I saw an advertisement for her on the back of it, you know, Sydney tour, you know, buy tickets, blah, 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 you know, $200 a ticket, I'm presuming. And I thought, no. And then a couple of weeks later, the word came out that the person concerned was going to not come to Australia. So I thought, do I play these artists or don't I play these artists? Now, if I do play these artists, well, number one, it's my podcast. I can do what I want, basically within the realms of the law. You know, my chances of actually getting busted for doing something illegal are pretty slim, but I don't want to take that chance. Yeah, I just don't want to. Quite frankly, I don't want to. While I'm quite happy to play the occasional quote-unquote mainstream or quote-unquote well-known artist, the thought of me playing Nickelback or Nikki, whatever her name is, and subjecting my audience to that when they have come to love the indie stuff that comes out, I don't think so. Even though I could quite legally do it, I don't think I could do it. I seriously don't think I could do it. I have played music on the show that I haven't necessarily liked before. I'm not one of these people who have a rule, and, you know, it's their podcast, they can do what they want, where they say, oh, if I don't like the track, or if it doesn't suit my style or whatever, I won't play it. I do that to a certain degree on Metal Monday, because, you know, that's the type of show that it is. It has to be hard rock or metal. On this show, Urk FM International, I don't play Australian artists on Urk FM International. And on Urk FM Australia, I only play Australian artists because that's the format of the show. But having said that, if you're an Australian artist and you want me to play you, I'll probably play you. Or same with the international artists, I'll probably play you. But when it comes down to Nickelback and Nikki, whatever her name is, not keen. Even though I could quite legally do it. Let me know what you think. Urkpod@gmail.com. Urkpod@gmail.com. Or hit me up on the social networks. Or indeed leave a comment on the show notes. Urkfminternational.com. Episode 267. I'm sure my buddy Sean might have something to say on this. Anywho, we're going to play some great music for you now. This is from an artist called Guilt. The real name of the man, better known as DJ Guilt. He is... I thought he was Russian. But the side of the bio says, from England. By 2001, Guilt was seriously fascinated with music, the process, and its composing. Trance was the style that he started playing his tracks in. Small wonder, thoughtful, comprehensive music, as if saturated. It is fair to say that in his music he saw his own reflection. And in time, he decided to move on and demonstrate his music to the public in order to popularise it. So at the time, he just settled upon placing his tracks on mp3.com. Who remembers mp3.com? I do, just barely. I do mention. I do remember mp3.com. He did not breathe easy himself, but he decided to play several tracks on mp3.com, and in utter disbelief, he saw his compositions mounting up to the leading positions in top 40 music charts, alongside undoubted hits such as Music by Madonna and Slim Shady by Eminem. Success followed his tracks, but after all that, he did not hold out a hope of recording fully fledged songs together with a professional vocalist. Guilt's tracks are exactly the same as he hears them in his head, and more precisely in his heart. His songs are easy to understand, they are open for everyone. Love, intimate feelings, we can hear it in each note, in each melody. So let's hear DJ Guilt and the tracks that we are going to hear from Guilt. They are called Oceans Lie Between Us and Dreams in Heaven.
Oceans lie between us, no bounds. But I can feel your breath and your sighs. If only you could hear me, accept this urgent prayer. I know you miss me too, babe. I'll cross the oceans to your heart.
The skies are gray. An invisible key. It was so easy to see. It disappeared as the time in which we passed was wound. Hey! But time is only a thief. If we like to believe, to reinvent the regrets to which we think we're bound. A bunch of things you can feel into the time control. And pull the lever. There's a place they say live forever. Nobody's ever returned there ever never. But we've a reason to leap into the unforeseen. You gotta trust me. There's a moment that we need to find. Lost in the summer that made up our time. Let's get together and we can be our time machine. But you will never hit the button to jump out of sight. Close your eyes and you feel the light. But through the seas of time we'll dive a submarine. A leaping time trampoline. There's no reason to fear what we learn. That's why it's clear we have to return. And make a future the past has always intervened. Like we were never. Time, memory will be our date. What we feel will be our sign. Belief will be our fate. The future we will find. Forever is too late to leave the past. They say live forever. Nobody's ever returned there ever never. But we've a reason to leap into the unforeseen. You gotta trust me. There's a moment that we need to find. Lost in the summer that made up our time. Let's get together and we can be our time machine. But you will never hit the button to jump out of sight. Close your eyes and you feel the light. But through the seas of time we'll dive a submarine. Leaping time trampoline. There's no reason to fear what we learn. That's why it's clear we have to return. And make a picture the facts has always intervened. Cause we will never.
¶¶ This is Caparo, and you're listening to ERK FM.
It's hard to believe that we're already up to the last artist of the episode. I thought I'd shorten the amount of music on this episode because of what I had to talk about. We just heard there from Lance Devereaux with his song Supernatural Summertime, and before that, two tracks in a row from David J. Caron, Coming to Get You and Time Machine. Let me tell you a little bit about David J. Caron. He is from Ireland. He's an Irish-Italian musician who grew up in England, now living in Ireland. His main instrument is the guitar, but what he is first and foremost is an artist, a composer, a writer, and a producer. Heavy guitar-driven compositions and intricately designed and arranged mix of power rhythms and single-note riffs, sometimes interlaced with secondary underlying melodic patterns of guitar. There's lots there. He loves guitar solos by the looks of things. Guitar solos are a purposeful and memorably tuneful inclusion when needed. He's released his debut album, which he recorded in over 18 months, a length of time due mainly to the fact that it contains 28 tracks, which is unheard of for a debut album, but no track of which he felt he could leave off the album, although it's still priced as a single album. So you can go to the usual downloady places. And I think I might have to play some more of this guy, David J. Caron, from Ireland. You can go to the show notes, ERK FM International, and find out more about all these artists. And the last artist we just heard, the song was called Supernatural Summertime by Lance Devereaux. He was growing up in Providence, Rhode Island, and he discovered music at a very early age, aided by the fact that every relative, including his parents, had a piano in the house. He learnt how to play the instrument by the time he was three. By the time he was eight, he was playing all the top 40 tunes that he heard on the radio, and by the time he was 10, he knew that music would be his life. Even though he was a member of the rock generation, Lance took great delight in listening to the standards that he would hear playing when he went to his grandparents' house, Sinatra, Bennett, Streisand. This led to his unique ability to write songs such as Supernatural Summertime, which is the song that we just heard, that are contemporary yet have a timeless feel. And if you want to check out more about him, you can also check him out at the usual downloady places.
You cast a spell when I'm passing you together, I felt so sick. You were my trouble and strife, a 7 year itch. Soaking down at the clothes that you threw on the floor, makes me wonder how a man could have asked for more. When you turned up, you turned me down, and what you gave now can't be found. I turned to you, my only friend, just to see you walk away again. Say to you, don't leave me now. Nothing's worth a damn, I don't give a damn. I got nothing to say to you, don't leave me. Don't leave me now. Underneath my skin, I seen you together, I felt so sick. You were my trouble and strife, a 7 year itch. Looking down at the clothes that you threw on the floor, makes me wonder how a man could have asked for more. Say to you, don't leave me now. Nothing's worth a damn, I don't give a damn. I got nothing to say to you, don't leave me. Don't leave me now. Don't leave me now.
Like a fool.
Step one to the
gotta take a little body and work up what you gotta do. Part two can't see you, taste the fear that's coming after you. Scene three is the action of the crime you're doing. Time is through for you.
To a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
And indeed you are, and you have just heard some tracks from Nine Lives. I've actually played these guys on Erk FM International before. We just heard Take Me Away. Prior to that, we heard from Nine Lives again with a song called Damn. And before that, Nothing Left For Me. Love playing their tunes. Just because I play you once doesn't mean that I'll only play you once. You know, if I, you know, find out that you're doing something new, or if you send me some more material, I'm more than happy to play you more than once. They're from Belfast in Northern Ireland. They've had their song Blind licensed to Warner TV. The song behind it all was licensed as the theme tune to the TV program Our Prisoner in the US. The song We Are One was licensed to Techno Sweat and a lot more. They've played festivals such as the FMI Music Festival in Brazil in 2011, the Vienna Music Festival in Poland. They've played at the Lark in the Park Music Festival in Northern Ireland. And they're due to play an 11-night tour of the Netherlands in 2013. It's scary to think that we're already talking about 2013. It's August, people. I know you've got to think ahead when you're in bands and all of that sort of stuff and, you know, generate interest and plan on what you're doing, especially if you've got a day job. But now we're having people talking about 2013 already. That is unbelievable. But hey, this is what it is. Yeah, it's hard to believe that it's August already, isn't it? But yeah, it's August. And next week, it's my actual birthday next Wednesday, so I'm going to play some international tracks of artists who I've really enjoyed playing. Erkstock went off, tell you more about that on Friday, but yeah... A lot of people was thinking that the day of Erkstock was my actual birthday, but nah, it's actually next Wednesday. So come and join me for episode 269. Oh my god, and I had no idea that this would happen either. It just worked out that way, that Erk FM International would be released on Wednesday, the 22nd of August, which is my birthday, and also that it was episode 269, and 69 is my favourite number. So that was an utter fluke, but I'm going to take advantage of it anyway, play some awesome music that I've heard on my podcast, and I'm going to share again with you next week. Anywho, let me tell you who we have featured. All of our music has come courtesy of Music Submit on this episode. If you have any opinions of, you know, if I should play Nickelback or Nikki, whatever her name is, get in contact with me, but I'm pretty sure most of you will say no. We've heard from Franklin McKay, Guilt, David J. Caron, Lance Devereaux, and Nine Lies. Music on this episode supplied by Music Submit and played with the direct permission of Music Submit under agreement. The episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. The rights to the music remains with the original rights holder. Check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting, musicpodcasting.org. And as I record this, I'll actually be the host of next week's Amped New Music Weekly. Amped New Music Weekly. Having it come out on my birthday week. Might have to do something a bit special for that. Tune in, musicpodcasting.org. Episode 349. Yes, it is episode 349 that I'll be hosting next week. I host every episode that ends in the number 9, so I remember that my week's coming up. Anywho, hope you enjoyed the music. Lots of great music coming up on IRC FM Australia on Friday. Got a busy couple of weeks in music coming up. I'll tell you a bit about IRC Stock and what happened there. And if you enjoy the music, that's great. Tell your friends, buy the music, support the artists, because like me, most of these artists have got day jobs. Anywho, I'm IRC. Thank you very much for listening. And it's good night into it.